How's it going, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 95 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course, I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about a brand new car from SSC, and it's called the Tuatara. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So before we get into the main point of today's episode, talking about the SSC's Tuatara, we're going to go ahead and go back in time just real quickly and go over a brief history lesson, because the truth is, not everybody knows about SSC. And if you're a car person like myself, you definitely got to know who they are. So SSC, really quickly, stands for Shelby Supercars. It was a company that was founded in 1998 by Mr. Jared Shelby in Richland, Washington. Now, I know you know the last name Shelby. He actually is not related to the Carroll Shelby we all know and love, but without a doubt earns his own respect as creating an automobile that is just beyond phenomenal, and he is one hell of a genius. Let me tell you why. Because one of the things that Gerald Shelby is known for in his company SSC, one of the things they're most known for is their hypercar, the Ultimate Aero. And if you've never heard of it, let me tell you how serious of a car it is and how amazing it is. Back on September 13th in 2007, the SSC Ultimate Aero actually beat the Bugatti Veyron's top speed record. Bugatti did their car in 253.81 miles an hour, and Jared Shelby in his SSC Ultimate Aero hit 256.14 miles an hour. So you tell me how serious of a company SSC is. Yeah, they know what they're doing. So now let's go ahead and go forward in time back to present day. The Tuatara, the latest and greatest model from SSC, absolutely phenomenal. The thing is an aerodynamic beast. It's fast, it's light. So let's go ahead and look at some of the performance factors. It is going to be a twin-turbocharged mid-engine V8 that is at 5.9 liters. It's going to have 1,350 horsepower on normal pump gas, but if you decide to put E85 in the Tuatara, you're going to have 1,750 horsepower. Taken also, you take that amount of horsepower, the car only weighs 2,750 pounds. Can you imagine what that feels like? Having almost 1,800 horsepower and weighing less than a Porsche Boxster. That is nuts. The car is equipped with a 7-speed automatic transmission that shifts between the gears in less than 100 milliseconds. I can't even blink my eyes that fast, and I can't snap my fingers that fast. That's how fast the Tuatara shifts. In regards to aerodynamics, you can tell there is a forward static wing on the car. You're going to have mounted buttresses on the sides. You're going to have rear static winglets. And you're going to have an active rear wing that keeps the Tuatara planted onto the ground so that way it doesn't end up flying and going into space. Now, here's the crazy thing about the car is the drag coefficient of the Tuatara is actually greater and better than its rivals. The Tuatara is going to sit at a drag coefficient of 0.279. The Koenigsegg Agera is 0.33. The Hennessy Venom F5 is 0.33. And the Bugatti Chiron is 0.36. So what's interesting is to think this Shelby Supercars company, small hypercar manufacturer, what have they figured out that these other guys have not? So interesting and definitely something to think about. I would love to hopefully meet the team one day and just ask them. I'm so fascinated by this car. Of course, the car is going to be using Michelin Pilot Sport Cup 2s. No surprise there. The Tuatara. And actually, I have a quote from SSC in regards to those tires. And they're saying, track-level handling offers drivers the ability to aggressively engage in corner-focused driving, straight-line runs, or docile street driving. So what they're saying is just the whole car in general, along with these tires, will allow any SSC Tuatara driver to drive the car how they want. Now, getting to technology in the Tuatara, you're going to have three different driving modes. You're going to have Sport, which is for normal all-around driving. And the front is going to be 4 inches off the ground, or the rear is going to be 4.5 inches off the ground. So a slight little angle, which is natural, how it should be. You're going to have your second driving mode, which is track. Better handling lowers the car to 2.74 inches in the front, 3.25 inches in the rear. And then the last one, which is front lift mode, which is necessary in any supercar or hypercar. Every supercar or hypercar should have this front lift mode. It lifts the front end of the car an additional 40 millimeters, so you have greater ground clearance, which you definitely don't want to be scraping that low of a car on curbs going up streets and put the car in your driveway, etc. and so forth. Now, production of the Tuatara has officially started, and I don't know of an exact time, and I haven't seen anything as of yet, when customers will take delivery of their vehicles. And we're still waiting on other factors, top speed, 0 to 60. I have no doubt in my mind, with this amount of weight, this amount of horsepower, today's automotive technology, that SSC with their Tuatara is definitely gunning for the 300 mile per hour mark. Bugatti recently did theirs, whether you count it or not. Now remember, the Bugatti Chiron Supersport 300 plus car only hit 304 miles per hour in one direction. A lot of people are saying for it to count, you got to run in both directions. So whether you think that record is valid or not, that's up to you. But I think there's no question SSC in their Tuatara is going to run for that 300 mile per hour mark. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for episode number 95. SSC, great company. Tuatara, great car. I look forward to reporting more on this car to you guys soon. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out for the podcast first time, thank you so much for stopping by. If you're not on the YouTube channel already, go ahead and head over to the YouTube. Just type in the Car 5 Podcast and just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If you guys ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Now, don't forget as well, if you guys are looking for your favorite hat, shirt, sweatshirt, accessory from your favorite car company, go ahead and check out the link in the description, www.tlog.com. It's your guys' go-to automotive resource for not only news, but authentic brand merchandise from your favorite car brands as well. Last but not least, everyone, don't forget to tune into our next episode, episode number 96. We're going to be talking about the Pagani Huayra BC Roadster. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.